It is a distinct pleasure for me, in the absence of the presiding priest, to give you a vote of thanks. Om Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.
What talent?
Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. It has been a week which we have never experienced in the world. Starting from day one, when Srimad Bhagavat, you all went around Srimad Bhagavat 3 times, and then Gurudev came, this stage was set for an unparalleled experience, advaitic experience, a spiritual ecstasy. I'm sorry, because of our preoccupation, my wife and I could not attend the whole conference, but wherever I had time, I came. And this is a distinct pleasure that the international Gaudiya Vedanta Society and its local branch and the organizers of local branch, I don't know all of you, but I know Prasad Tanmay Das and I know Vishnu Prabhu and many others I have seen in the temple, but I don't know the name. And all of you who have come from far and near, almost from every place in the globe, I thank you. From all the devotees of Durvabhai, our heartfelt thanks, and I would expect that in the near future, with the help of Gurudeva, you will bring this kind of congregation so that the air and the atmosphere of this temple will echo that same spiritual experience. I would just say one thing. Sarve Sam Shanti Bhavatu. Sarve Sam Purnam Bhavatu. Sarve Sam Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Sarve Sam Bhavatu. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Om Guru Bhyo Namaha. Again, you have opened the eyes of many, and certainly you have opened the eyes of me and my wife, and with many other historians, we again thank you for your presence. It's a glorious day, and I have the unique pleasure, and I humbly salute you.
Those who are sitting, please come forward so we have more room in the back.
अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिसे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे First of all, my heartly obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam, Guru Pad Padma Nitya Leela Pravishtong Vishnu Pad, Astotar Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishtong Vishnu Pad, Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. My dear Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Vaishnav and Vaishnavigan. We have heard a Gopi Geet and drama play also. After this, Krishna killed Keshi Daitya, Demon Keshi and Bhimasur. Then Narad came to Krishna and remembered that you have come to take the burden from Artha, you will have to kill Kansa and others, and then you will have to go to Dwarka in Mahabharata. You will have to play the role of finishing whole dynasty. So you should remember, you are very engaged in Vrindavan, but do you know that's how much burden is of earth is there by Kansa and others? In the meantime, Kansa sent a crew to bring anyhow to Mathura. I sent so many Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, Trinavarta and others, but they never came to tell anything. What became? So we cannot kill that Krishna alone in Vrindavan, Brajmandal. Anyhow, by trick we should bring him to Mathura, and all Charanu, Mushtik, Tol, Mosal and my brothers and everyone will mix together and we will kill him. And that is why he made a fire sacrifice yajna for Shankar, Rangeshwar Mahadev, where wrestling was going on. Krishna came with a crew promising gopis that I will come tomorrow or must come to day after tomorrow. Kalya parso mai aajaunga. Then Nanda Baba with bullock cart, with gopis and sakhas, he came to Mathura. And also Krishna with Akrur, Krishna and Baldev with Akrur, they came. And in the midway between Vrindavan and Mathura, Akrur Ghat, Akrur began to take bath and he saw Krishna and Balram there and also on chariot. Means from here, Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar, Rohini Nandan Ram, they returned back to Vrindavan. And Vasudeva Nandan, Krishna and Baladev. Oh, now they are entering in Mathura. There easily he killed Kansa, his brothers, Sal, Tosal, Mustik, Charun and others. And after that, he gave the kingdom of Mathura to Ugrasen Maharaj and he becomes Salahkar, like, and then Nanda Baba, in the evening Krishna and Baldev came. Baldev, Krishna, Nanda Baba told, oh my Lala, Krishna and Baladev, why you became late? Do you think that you are son of Vasudev? Krishna said, no Baba, I am your son, but I want that the son of Devaki and Vasudev are all killed. Six sons. And I want that if I will go, then Baldev will also go. So I must stay here for some day and I will satisfy them and then I will come. So don't be worried. And saying this, he gave so many ornaments. Nanda Baba went alone without Krishna and Baldev. But really the fact was, Krishna does not leave Vrindavan for a moment. Vrindavanam parityajya padekam na gacchati. So Krishna was there. His manifestance was here in Krishna. So in one prakoshta, Nanda Baba returned without Baldev, and in one prakoshta he went, Nanda Baba returned to Vrindavan with Krishna and Baladev. But this prakoshta anyone could not saw. They only saw that Nanda Baba has returned alone. After that, Krishna, Vasudeva Devaki, they sent Krishna and Baldev to Gurukul, that he should forget that he is Nanda Baba's son. So Krishna, very far away from Braja, that there Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Maya, anyone Brajavasi cannot go. And there in how many days?
64 days
he learned everything, all Ved, Vedanga, Dhanur Ved, Ayur Ved, all kinds of 64 kala,
arts.
And then he returned to Mathura. One day he was on the roof of his palace. Jamuna was flowing. He saw towards north. And he remembered Gopins, Gopis. And he began to cry bitterly, tears coming. At the same time, Uddhav, the minister, the brother, the
advisor,
Shishya, all kinds of relation with Krishna. Shishya of Brihaspati, disciple of Brihaspati. Came searching Krishna and saw that Krishna is weeping. Then told, "Oh, why Krishna you are weeping?" Then he took the hand of Uddhava in his hand and crying he began to tell Gop Gopi in Mathura Vrindavan, "All are dying for me, for separation move. Gopis are my pran, my life, and Radhika is my pran, life of life. Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, they have become blind for me. And Gopis, totally mad, divyonmad. So, I want to send you to Vrindavan Gokul. There you should go and pacify my father and mother and Brajavasi, especially Gopis. In the meantime, Uddhava began to think that, oh, living Krishna, how I can be there for so many days? Without Krishna, in a moment I will die. So how I can be there? Then Krishna told, Uddhava, do you know that I am fully in Vrindavan always, partly I am here. If you will go, you will realize this fact yourself. So go, don't hesitate. And he gave the golden chariot of Kansa. Now it was in position of Krishna. So he sent down the chariot and he went to Brajmandal, that is Nandagaon. But real fact was that in separation there are so many gopis, thousands and thousands of gopis. They can pacify each other, dividing their separation mood to amongst themselves by talking. But in Mathura there is none to separate the
separation
mood of Krishna. Krishna was alone, he cannot speak anything about gopis in because they are not qualified. So he saw, thought, Uddhava sent me, I want to Uddhava sen to take admission in the college of Gopi, where Radhika is principal, Lalita Vishakha, one part of
head of the department.
And there he should be admitted and he should learn what is love. Prem. Dhai akshar prem ka. Padhas pandit hoy. If anyone learn only two and a half letters of prem, only they are pandit. Otherwise, no. Only learning will not do. They should know what is love. Gopis are master of love, principle of love. So Uddhava went there, and at the time of evening after sunset he reached there. And he was entering in Braja Nandagaon and he saw, oh, everywhere gopis are chanting and singing गोविंद दामो धमेति गोविंद दामो धर्मा गोविंद दामो And if he saw that Krishna, Balram, Madhumangal, Subal and all are coming from cowherd, entering, and by their feet dust of the cows, whole sky is covered. Some bulls are fighting each other five cows, and he saw so many cows, white and black like Gangas and Jamunas, jumping here and there. And everywhere in each house, he saw that gopis have given lamp of ghee there. So much scent is coming. And then he realized, oh, really Krishna is here, what Krishna told. And after then he came, Nanda Baba became very happy. And he anyhow, there was nothing that he will give him to eat. Because after Krishna went, Baldev went, for whom cooking will be done? So all the pots, cooking pots, were
upside down. Cobwebs everywhere.
And on the chulha.
Stove.
Not a stove, chulha. It's chulha. A stove is a stove. They should know what is chulha. Makarsa hai. Makarso ne jal bun rakha hai.
Cobwebs.
Spider
webs.
Oh, spider? Webs. So Nanda Baba saw that Uddhava is hungry. So he called a Brahmin and told, bring some
sweet rice.
And Brahmin from his own house, he brought sweet rice but without sugar. And Nanda Baba gave him and he took so much full stomach,
he was very hungry.
Without sugar also. And when he was
satisfied,
then Nanda Baba wanted to tell, how is my son Krishna? But when he remembered Krishna and wanted to tell Krishna name, at once his
voice became choked.
And he could not speak and tears coming. Anyhow, after some time, he told the Uddhav, I'm very happy that my brother, enemy, Vasudev enemy, Kans is killed. By good luck, how he is? Oh, Krishna ever remembers his mother, his friends, Vrindavan, Giriraj, Govardhan, and his throat again choked. He told again, Uddhav, I want to forget all these things. And for this I used to go Govardhan Hill, but I see that every kunj that Krishna used there for gopis and they used to meet there. Sometimes Krishna with cowherd boys, he used to there and take rest. Then I became upset and then went to the bank of Yamuna And there I saw the footsteps of Krishna there. And I remembered that how he was playing, taking bath in Yamuna. And telling this, he became senseless. After that, Uddhava was thinking, how to pacify him? Really, he is most fortunate in this world. No one is fortunate like this. Supreme Lord Krishna, and to whom he is thinking, my son, and he left so heartily to Krishna, thinking that he is my son. So he is most fortunate. But he is weeping. Other side, how I should pacify him? In the end, he also thought that if I say, Nand Baba, don't weep, then it will be out of what?
Against of scripture.
Because if anyone is crying for Krishna for a second, even his life is successful. Ananda Baba always weeping. So should I stop? I should tell that you should not weep. Oh, then all Shastra shocks me not to tell like this. Then what I should tell? Nanda Baba, you should weep
more
abroad.
More and more.
More and more. Oh, this is not what I should tell. In the end, he decided that and told that, Nanda Baba, you and Yashoda are so fortunate that Krishna is Supreme Lord and you are thinking that he is my dear son. Oh, Nanda Baba became silent and told Uddhava, I thought that you are now very wise,
matured.
But I see that your
milk teeth
even not gone.
You are telling.
So why? I thought that Krishna is my son only. But you are telling Supreme Lord, creator of the whole universe, and Krishna, so Krishna, Supreme Lord, as my son, he came to me. I am so unfortunate that I could not keep that Krishna. I have no love and affection for Krishna. So for love and affection, he has gone to Mathura. I'm telling that. In this way, he also told, there was one father in history, Maharaj Dasarath. When Ram went to exile, Maharaj Dasarath, Ha Ram, Ha Ram,
left his body.
I thought that Krishna has gone, I should die. But my heart is composed of thunder, pathar.
More harder than thunderbolt.
What can I do? So the whole night this dialogue went on. In the morning, Uddhava went to Krishna Kundanau and took bath, did anhi, and then he looked towards a forest of kadamb trees. Now it is told, Uddhav Kyari or
Kadamb
Kyari. And he saw some gopis are there. He proceeded there and they were talking. Oh, why this chariot had come? golden chariot. Oh, this very golden chariot, they took our heart Krishna. And now,
again
coming, why? Oh, they are thinking that Kansh has died. For 13 days ceremony, Shraddha ceremony, give pind. All gopis are dead in separation mood of Krishna. So he has come to take our heart to give pind. Uddhava became wondered and thought, oh Dharitri Devi, you should
divide it.
Why I came on the golden chariot? I should have come on foot. And after that, another gopi told, oh, he is Shyam but not Shyam. Means?
Look like Shyam, but not Shyam.
Look like Shyam, but not Shyam. The gopis used to see tamal tree and they used to
embrace.
And but they saw Uddhav like Krishna, he had taken the used cloths of Krishna, his golden mala and Vaijayanti mala and other things, and his similar
complexion
like Krishna. But gopis
not
embracing.
Because praying this protects. Protected gopis from this. And then Uddhav, they took, oh, this is the, he is the dut of
messenger
of Krishna. And then all gopis took Uddhav and they went to a very lean and thin golden collar gopi who was in not sense. At the same time, a black bamboo bee came flying there. And he was just
about to sit in the lotus feet of Radhika.
He was jhankar raha tha, bol raha tha.
Buzzing
towards the lotus feet of Radhika, thinking that, oh, it is lotus and I should be there. At that time, Radhika was in faint. Gopis were anyhow seeing that she is dyed or not. She took some
cotton
and this, oh yes, something. And that very gopi, okay, shloktari.
Madhupa kitaba
bandha. Nahi, it's purva shlokta.
Kachin madhukaram
drishtva.
Madhukaram drishtva, smaranti Krishna.
Sangamam.
Sangamam. That gopi thought this is black bamboo. This is the messenger of, Krishna. And he saw in his
trance
that, oh, Krishna cannot be without woman, without Ramani. He must be with
queen,
princess of Mathura, Kubja and others. And she became very angry and began to tell, Madhav, why you have come? Tith Maharaj will explain.
Now, Rudra is cooked in separation of Sadha. Friend, Rudra came near to Radha. Also, Radha is sleeping on flower bed on the ground. There are Brajagopi, so surrounding they are sitting. Deep separation mood. This is called Dibbhajmar, transcendental mad. Then that Prem, Sneha, Maan, Pranaya, Raj, Anurag, Bhav, Vahap, Rura, Adhirura. After then Chitra Jalpa, Sam Jalpa, Om Jalpa, Vijalpa, Om Jalpa. Too much high separation mode, so always clean when Sri Krishna will come. But sometimes she has sulky mood and she thought, so why this Madhu Brahma Pambhumi came? That time she is Unmadini, she has no outside sense, internal mood. Also Radharani spoke this verse, Madhu Pakita Vagandha Ma Prisa Sapatna Usha Pilulita Mala Kunkuma Sastra Vena Bhatu Madhu Pati Manina Sat Prasada Jadu Sadasi Vidambam Jastatutastamitre Madhu Pakitapa Bandhu. Holy Madhu, Bambhuvi, why you came here? You are drinker of honey. Always you are mad. Your Prabhu, Sri Krishna, he is also mad. So both are mad. So you are messenger, ambassador. So how is ambassador there? President King also like said. Messenger. So say, so you are messenger, so you are mad, so your Prabhu is mad. In this way, so why you came here? Madhu Pakita Prabhu. So he cheated, always cheating us. So now it is, so he went in Mathura. And you come again. Oh, why you are telling? Request more, don't touch my feet. So why you become this place? Why you put kumkum, your mustard? So when Sri Krishna took garlands, when he met with Mathura Nagaris that time, so their kumkum, fresh kumkum came in garlands. So you touch there, you see it there. So if you want to come, then you can take bath. After then good rest, so you are coming, but you cannot come. So you came this mood, why you came? So don't touch my feet. That time, mindless, you are speaking more. Also, more saying, so why you are speaking more, why singing more? Don't say Sri Krishna's katha, so we hear so many times. And always he cheat me. So I am not Lakshmi Devi. She is very easy girl. Always Sri Krishna cheating to her, but always weeping for him and coming again, Manubhav Sar. But we are Brajagopi, Brajanari. We know to him. How is it? You can speak if you want to sing. So you can speak any other kathas, no need this thing. In this way Radhika was sulky more. But she is more airy. Bambhu is more repressed and more singing, praying to Radharani. In this way Buddha is sitting there, very near sitting. And he was very wonderful, very surprised. But dear Radharani told, so your Prabhu met me. Now we become Christian ladies, so living in forest, we have nothing, no any food, nothing. She must pass. They are not drinking, not drink, not to any food. So Radharani told, we have nothing, so we are giving any grain.
or any kind of presentation to you, you must go in Mathura. You can sing, dear Mathura Nagari, brother, Mathura Gopi, Mathura Nagari, dear beautiful wife, ladies, you can sing them. And you can tell them, then they will be pleased. Give him so many kind of foods or presentation. Also, you are singing near Sri Krishna. For then Sri Krishna will be happy, but nobody is here. So your Prabhu met me, so now we are beggar, living in place, nothing here. So how can say, life after life, all the time he is cheater, cheat us. How can he?
Sakrita Dhara Sudha. Sakrita Dhara Sudha. Are Sakrita Dhara Sudha Swang.
Sakrita Dhara Sudha Swang Pavitya Bhajini. He gave Darshan. An attractive mood, sometimes he gave other sudha, his nectar. So when we drink, we forget all things. In this way, attractive us, so we become his dasi. Now he left. In this way, so where he is going everywhere? All ladies, they are serving to secrets. So without pay, anyone serving, no any. So also everyone serving in this way, he always neglects whom? So neglect to us. Mrigayuriva kapindram vipade lupta dharma sriram atrata virupam srijita kama jatam balimapi balimaktva vesya dhantya varja stat alam asita sakthai dusta jastat kathar mrigayuriva kapindram vipade lupta dharma. What I say, life after life, any life, always he cheater, cheating us. So how can he say, Buddha told, oh Swami Radhe, so why you are saying more, and always you are saying, speaking his katha, you forget me. But she cannot forget, she told me, Jai Viva Kapindram Vipade Lukta Dharma. In Ram Lila, when he was Ram, Navadurvadal Sam, that time, he told, so I am going to forest. Then he came in forest. Then he met friendship mood with Sugriv. After that, Sugriv told, I have one enemy, my brother, good brother. So Bali, he is my enemy, he killed me. So I afraid to him. At that time, Ram told Bali, so I killed him. When they fight each other, at that time he stand behind the tree, that time he threw the arrow. And also he killed to Bali. Mridayu Riva Kapindram Pipade Lukta Dharma. Anyone cannot kill to monkey, but he killed to monkey. Useless, nothing. But he made friends to Sudri. After then, he was sannyasi, so why he took his lady's wife? So when he went forest that time, also very attractive mood. So Surpanakha did not grant any other sannyasi, any other sadhu. But he has very attractive mood. He has wife in this way. So she came, she was very beautiful home. When she came, she wants to Ram. She wants to meet with Ram. But that time, Ram tells a joke with her. Also, one time saying to Lakshman, oh, you can go there. He has no wife, you can marry to him. When she went there, she told, I am servant, so you become servant lady. So much better, you can go there. He is king. You can take marriage with him. Then you will be queen. In this way they joke. After then, when she wants to kill Sita Devi at once, Lakshman, Ramchandra told Lakshman, no need to joke with Rakshasi. She is Rakshasi. At once Lakshman cut her hair, no ear. So, in this way, why did he cut? Because this life, she is not going any other person. Ramchandra already accepts her, but not this life, next life will be. She will come, but after then Radharani told, so this is Ramilakshmi. But when you were bounded, Brahman is very easy and any boy. But when he was small boy, he came Balimaharaj assembly and he told, I have no greedy. So I am Brahman, I want to stay in your kingdom and I want to do austerity. So I need only 3 states left. In this way, when he prayed, that time Balimaharaj upset more soul, so you can take as you like. When Balimaharaj told, at once he manifested to be home. And Indra was home, at that time he took up all lands or whole universe. After that he kept his feet on his head. Then he bound by the snake's rope. So in this way, Balimapi Balimattva Vestya Dhamcha Vajra, he took all kingdom, all lands, everything. Also Pamande gave place to him, gave pure bhakti to him, to him, and at last he bound by the bhakti, Balimaharaj bhakti, and he went with Balimaharaj in Patalo. So after then, Radharani told, life after life, any life, always cheating. And in this life, so he cheated me and left me. He lived. He is living in Mathura, so he left. How can you? But Uddhav, I cannot forget him. Sri Krishna left him. But his Krishna, his name, always coming in our heart, in my heart. So always I am chanting his name. Jagar Charita Leela, Karma Purusha Vishnu. Shatri Nadana Vidhauta Danda Dharma Vinascha. Sapati Kriya Kutumba Dina Usseja Dina. Vahavaya Vyanga Vishnu Charja Charanti. Jagar Charita Leela. If somebody hearing Sri Krishna's Katha, Sri Krishna's Naam, Roop, Goon and His sweetness, Leela, so attractive mood, everyone putting hand, forgot his family, his apartment, and his forgot all things, land, house, money, gold, children, family, everything left, and always putting and living like bird, and eating here, there, flying everywhere, and eating here, there. So say, we are weeping in Vrindavan, suffering, Sri Krishna always weeping. They are coming in Vrindavan, always looking and moving here, there. So Jatana Charita Leela Sakti Jatana Pramitra. If sometimes, and one time hearing Sri Krishna's name, Sri Krishna's so how can say, Uddhav, O Bambuvi, so why you are telling more? And how can stay, how can live without Sri Krishna's Kapha? In this way, she is looking, and more saying, after then when Bambuvi gone out little far, then again he come, again he is singing, then Radhari told, dear Sathe, Punar Aga, oh my dear friend, so you came again? What are you saying? More you are praying me, why do you want so I can go to Mathura? This is not possible, Gurudev told, Mathura and Vrindavan, how far, how long distance? Only one line. Not so much difference and not long way, but only one line there. But Prajapati's mood is suffering mood. They are living in Vrindavan, they have Madhurya mood, sweetness mood. They cannot go to Mathura Puri, they are having appellate mood. not possible there. So Radharani told, so how can you go there? Sri Madhu Sato Mahasthi. Lakshmi Devi, always seen living Sri Krishna just like golden lion. And nobody, when nobody helped here, that time she manifested her form. She is like Madhu, one lady, white lady, she is sitting with Sri Krishna. If I am going there, how can I do? I will be more Shalkimo. No need to go there. But please tell me, in this time, Sri Krishna is living in Mathura. Very qualified, very expert, they are servant to Sri Krishna. Very nicely. But we cannot serve. We could not serve to Sri Krishna. But when he is going every year, whole universe, every year he could serve his, but he is not satisfied. Again he will come and giving his hands on our head and giving grace. So giving fearless. Is he coming? Or sometimes he is talking, oh my dear lady, so you are serving so many kinds. Brajabhuti, they want to serve, they could not serve like this. So you are serving very nicely. In this way, sometimes talking our name, sometimes he remembers to Brajavasi, Brajagopi, his parents, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mata, and his cows and calves, and all forest, Vrindavan, he made, he planted so many plants. Remember today, or remember to Dasi, we are Dasi, Tripura Dasi, sometimes coming, giving up his hands to our king. In this way, Sri Radharani told, ऐति नतयात्रा हे मथुराना कदावलोक से हृदयं तदालोक कातरं दयित
Mathura, she wanted Sri Krishna gave any message.
tell me something.
That time, Buddha
was very surprised and he lost everything, whole knowledge. What can I say?
That time he prayed to Prajagopi,
Virahename Mahabhaga. Mahadev. He Mahabhagavati, great fortune. Brajavasi, O Prajapati, so your separation move, I never understand before, I don't know. This is the first time Sri Krishna sent me. Sri Krishna thought, he learned everything from Priyaspati, Dev Guru Priyaspati. But he does not know how he love and affection. If he is going to Brajavati Patshala school, that he can learn something, then I can speak to him. Then he understands anyone not here, so I can say to them, they cannot feel. So in this way, Sri Krishna sent to Uddhava, and Uddhava, he came in his school. When he learned and he has seen, then he was surprised. Prajapati's mood is, separation mood is like Himalaya mountain. That time he looked, but cannot see. Then he prayed to Radharani, prayed to Prajapati, Virahename Mahabhaga Mahaname Anugraha. You are great fortune, so you give me please. I can feel this mood. That time Uddhava told, I could not speak anything word. But Sri Krishna, what he told, I don't know. I can't understand. How can say? But you are telling more, so I am speaking, but I don't know. You are not become satisfied. That time Sri Krishna gave message, oh my dear Gopi, please listen my words. So always we have no separation. I am living in Mathura, you are living in Brajabhumi, Vrindavan. But my heart, my mind, my knowledge, my heart, my senses, everything with you and your mind, heart, everything near me. In this way, no separation. All these separations live in bodily, so outside feeling separation. Always I am coming, I am serving Narayana. So his power, so I am coming here. Always I am playing with you. But you are thinking this is false. This is dream. This is false. This is nothing. What I think is empty. So, but this is actual thing. And this is true. So I am coming all the time. I am playing with you. You believe me? At last, Sri Krishna told. So, these separations, so this prem makes separation. Again, when we meet me, then I can come near you like flying away. I can come soon. So you don't worry. Always you are living with me, I am living with you. We have no separation. At last, Sri Krishna gave message to Gopi, oh my dear, go ahead to that festival. At that time, I played flute, so many Gopis, they cannot come outside, cannot come near me. Then they remember, they meditate me. At that time, Dusha Prashta Viraha Tipratapa Sudasuva. So deep separation from when meditate me, close eyes, then they embrace me, at once they got me, they came near me. So you can remember, you can see inside, so also you can find. In this way, Prajapati, they sometimes close eyes, they have seen, Sri Krishna came there, he is playing with Prajapati. But this is internal mood, when they open eyes, then they have seen, so Sri Krishna is not there. Outside feeling separation, and inside they are feeling happiness. Bahire bisho jala hoy, bhitare anand.
Krishna is giving all entities high. He is everywhere. But
how many persons they have pure bhakti to Sri Krishna? How many persons you are following and serving to Sri Krishna? If somebody has more bhakti, somebody has pure bhakti, and so any other mood. But Prajagopis, they have similar as mood. They are deep separation mood, rude and rude mahabha. How is meaning of adhirude mahabha, rude adhirude mahabha? How can you understand? When Prajagopis, they are feeling separation, one moment, only few seconds, they are feeling jugalitam. Many jugas, thousands jugas to march heavy. When they are near to Sri Krishna, when they have seen to Sri Krishna, at that time, if I am falling, that time they are feeling, they are giving quest to Brahma. Oh Brahma, you don't know how can create. How can creation? So why you create our eyelid? So why become problems and give him problems? So Sri Krishna does also give obstacles, problems. In this way, they have ruler Mahabhav. When they are feeling separation, that one movement to march deep, like thousands of jura, they are feeling deep separation. This mood not possible. Any sadhana, this mood not come. Only if somebody here in Prajagopi's katha, then this mood come. So also, Uddhav told, oh, Pan Shanti Jat Bhavabhiva Munayo Vayamcha. All Muni, Rishi, Yogi, Sadhuj, Gyani, also Brahma, everyone, they pray to Prajagopi's mood. Also they pray Radhakrishna. Prajagopi's feet does. Brahma told, I did austerity 60,000 years, but I cannot find Prajagopi's feet does. So how much they are great, I cannot speak. In this way, many persons, they cannot find, but everyone, one drop of mood come in our life, then our life would be successful.
Very short. Asamaho.
Banchanti jat bhavabhiyo munayo vayamchan in Brahma janma bhi ananta katha rasasya. Taking part in Brahma life and Brahman dynasty, also taking a living long life like Brahma's life. If no mood, no wonder of mood, no bhav, no bhakti, then everything empty, everything dry, no need this life. But we need one drop of mood. In this way he prayed, Kemastriyo Parachari Devuchara Dushka. We are Prajagopis living in Vrindavan, where our mind, heart, everything is typing. All it, lusty mind, greed, lust, anger, greed, illusion, so many kinds on earth. Our heart, so this is dust. Our heart is dust, means Sri Krishna. Prajagopi, pure mind, pure heart. If somebody hearing their katha, so surely like medicine, we don't know what is better, but if taking medicine, then mood, then will be clear and health will be okay. So in this way, somebody hearing Prajagopi's katha, then everything will be pure and mood coming. In this way, my desire, asa maho charana renu jusa maho syam. If in Vrindavan, jusa maho syam, Vrindavan ikimapi gul malato ausatiham. In this Prajabhumi, here, I want to be small plant, gul malata, small creeper, small plant. When Prajabhumi is there walking on the way, that time they are pit dust touching my head. In this way I become happy. They left all things for Sri Krishna. Their family, their all attachment, everything, their happiness, everything they left only for Sri Krishna. They don't know any time. Nayam Sriyanga Jahu Nitanta Rati Prasad Sarjosita Dhalita Dhanta Rucham Putarna Vain Sri Krishna Deeta Dasila. At that time anyone cannot enter in Ras festival. Also all Lakshmis and all Devadattis and very beautiful girls, they cannot come in Ras festival. But Sri Krishna accept only Prajalopis called this. They came. And Sri Krishna gave respect to them. They are Pradhan Atithi, chief guest. Sri Krishna gave respect to them. In this way, if they are going by Shanti Mood, they are going out, then not will be Ras festival. So Sri Krishna prayed to Prajagopi and he embraced their name. Oh Prajagopi, don't be Shanti Mood. You can stay here and you can do Ras then. In this way, Sri Krishna tasted their mood and their bhav, their mood and their bhav. So, how is they pray, Prajagopi, their mood? When Sri Krishna prayed to Prajagopi, so, in this way, as they wrote, how is their great virtue? So, in this way, again told. So, Prajagopi, they are very pure person, Brahma, Lakshmi Devi, any, Lord Shiva and Anantadev, everyone they prayed to Sri Krishna, three jars and one drop of mood, not possible. But Prajagopis always, they are living with Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna playing with Prajagopis. In this way, very clear and very happy, Sri Krishna always testing their pure mood, their pure bhav. In this way I pray to Prajagopi Pita Vande Nanda Praja Srena Padare Mabhisnasa Jasam Hari Kathu Gitam Puna always, life after life, all the time I pray to Prajagopi, Pitas, Jasam Harikathod Gita, those Harikatha, you repeat whole universe, everyone, they are starved, they are praying to Prajagopi, Pitas. So I should pray to Prajagopi, Pitas, then they can give me bliss. In this way, Buddha prayed to more.
आरती बस बंद आफ्टर उद्धव हिसाब द मोस्ट हाईएस्ट बोलो सेपरेशन मोड ऑफ गोपीज. And then he wanted to return back Mathura at once because he thought, oh, Gopiraj so much suffering for Krishna, so if I will be, I will have to suffer, so very soon I should return back to Mathura. Then he became ready to go Mathura. At that time all Gopi and Gops came there. Uddhav told to Srimati Radhika, O Devi, I am going to Mathura. What should I tell to Krishna? Should I tell that all the gopis, all the Brajvasi are dying for your separation, so you must come? Radhika told, never, never. Don't tell all these things. अश्लीष वा पादरतांग पिनष्ट मांगम अदर्शनान मर्म हतांग करो जथा तथा विद्धा तुलम पटो मत प्राण. If he is happy in Mathura, I am happy, we are happy here. But if Krishna is coming here and feeling suffering, oh, we cannot tolerate. So where Krishna is happy, we are happy. Whether he should crush under his feet, or he embrace, or he loves other gopis, even he is our Prananath, his most beloved. Uddhava, don't tell that we are very suffering. Tell Krishna that as you have forgotten us, we have also forgotten you. And gopis are very happy in their householder life. They don't want to remember. Tell him. And after that, gradually you should tell our separation mood, not at a time. Otherwise, Krishna's heart is
very soft,
more than butter. If he will see here that we are dying in his separation, oh, he will die. Don't tell him. So, you should tell that, oh, they are forgetting you and they don't want, they are very, very happy. So, tell them. In this way, you should tell gradually our separation mood. And then you should tell how we are Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, all Brajavasi, all cowherd friends, all cows are feeling separation. And then Uddhava went. Why he could not stay here? He was not qualified. He was the associate of Mathura. He cannot be here. Only he can pray that Asha Maho Charanarishu. I want to be a grass of a blade of grass here in Vrindavan. And that became nearby Kusum Sarovar. Oh, he is now in the form of
grass.
Why? That gopi should walk when they will go to Abhisar to Krishna. Their feet dust will be on my our head and I will be
My life will be successful.
In the ways he went to Krishna and gradually he told all this. Gaur Pramanam. Now this weekend day, seventh day, we are giving rest to Krishna sweet pastimes. Now, where is Vishnu?
Coming.
He should come. But remember, all these sweet pastimes, you should take it in heart pocket. Don't be weak. Always chant name and remembering all these sweet pastimes that we have discussed here. And be happy.
So, I certainly have no words to thank Sri Gurudev for his hectoring Harikatha, for coming here and blessing all of us with such sweet pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam. And as Sri Gurudev blessed and instructed, we all pray to the mind of the feet that these sweet pastimes stay within our heart, we can meditate upon them and one day realize them. So, just a couple of announcements and then I will explain the rest of the program today. Many devotees want the shuttle service to the airport, but unfortunately it seems that the list has been misplaced. So those who need shuttle service tomorrow, we are requesting once again, please go to the refreshment table outside the Prasadam Hall and give your name to Roy Krishna Prabhu.
So if you have already given, you will need to give it once again. We are sorry for that, but somehow the bliss has been misplaced. Also, several devotees after yesterday's announcements have filled out those donation commitment forms, but if you have not filled out, please fill out the form before you leave so we can contact you and keep you apprised of the how the project comes up there in Houston. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., there is going to be a meeting with all the devotees from Houston. The Houston Sangha will have a meeting with Shri Gurudev tomorrow at 5 p.m.
So,
no one else should come. It's only for the Houston Sangha. So, please make sure you are there a little before 5 p.m. So, 5 p.m. tomorrow, Gurudev will be meeting everyone. And then Shri Gurudev is leaving on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. is the flight. So, everyone who's here can come to see him off at the airport, Intercontinental Airport. As Tanmay Prabhu was announcing that we need to clean up this hall and 10 p.m. is the deadline. So Vinodini Didi is requesting the 10 to 15 devotees she would need to help wind up everything. So can I see 10 or 15 hands? Who would all like to volunteer? Can someone quickly take the names? There's Janardhan Prabhu. Is anyone? Where is Vinodini Didi?
Left.
Vinodini Didi here? Can we take down the name? So someone can write the name for her. Janardhan Prabhu is helping. Who else?
Govinda
Prabhu.
Dina
Bandhu Prabhu. Nand Kumar Prabhu.
Darpaha
Prabhu. Krishna. Krishna Prem Prabhu. Krishna Das Prabhu.
Shyam Sundar
Prabhu.
Rajendra Nandan
Prabhu.
Balaram
Prabhu. And what's your name, bro?
Gaur Govinda
Prabhu. So we have 15 names?
And behind Brajanandan Prabhu, another one.
If we have any extras, they can come to help clean the kitchen.
If there are any extras, they can come and clean, help clean the kitchen. So,
could you pick seven?
I think we would
pick seven each person
that
bought $100 worth of books.
We
got a ticket.
What ticket?
They got this.
We basically need to clean the stage. The rest of the auditorium, we have helpers who the caretakers of this auditorium who would take care of the rest of the auditorium.
So what do I do with the maha?
Morning,
I have seven pieces of maha.
Morning,
what do I give to?
Maha?
Yes.
What maha?
I have seven pieces of maha.
No morning maha?
I have seven pieces like a book. I have a cup. I have maha. Maha prasad to give. So I only have seven pieces. I have limited. I don't have so many.
Then what?
I don't know. Eating?
We prefer to that you come in fast, but don't come for darshan, don't come any around the house. It's too much for us. We have to pack our luggage.
I will have to go.
Lord
Govinda Prabhu.
And gentlemen go.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, he has
donated for books.
Garden.
He has donated for books.
They all pick the from the garden.
Vishwambar.
Because you are welcome, don't pick any flower.
Yes, I wanted to purchase books.
Yes, he's purchased many books.
My blessings to you.
Thank you.
Yes. So now, Vishwambar Prabhu had announced that there was going to be a raffle.
You donated for some books.
Yes, yes, I did.
But there's no raffle? Not happening. Okay. So the raffle is. Okay, so it's cancelled. So I am just going to request Arunji to say a few words, thanking everyone for coming, and then I would like to announce the name of all the volunteers who have helped organize the
convention. Let me first offer my best to
thank
Bhavsi for coming over here and blessing us with the beautiful, beautiful Haritha. Always a pleasure to see you in Houston, and I hope we have many, many more darshans like this.
He's thanking
year.
For blessing you.
Thank you.
the Ganges of the spiritual water, Ms. Gurudev, sprinkled on you. I would also like to thank all the sannyasis and the senior preachers who have come and blessed our Sangha here, and we request them to keep coming, not just during this time but other times also, and help us with all our projects, with the Harikatha. So please keep coming. I would like to thank the board members of our Sangha here who worked very hard to put together this festival. Arunji especially, he has been a great host. How he has opened his home to all the devotees to just come and meet Shri Gurudev. Similarly, Sushil Prabhu, who is our treasurer, some of you might have already experienced that how he controls the money. Because if you have a good controller, only then you can progress. So, also, Tarun Krishna Prabhu, he is our president of our Sangha. Is he here, Tarun Krishna Prabhu? Okay, I think he's at the back. And because of his excellent relationships with the mandir here, they're always so favorable, and he has helped arrange all these facilities so nicely. And then Vinod Bihari Prabhu, is he here?
Yeah.
He's the secretary of our Sangha. And because of him, we never have to pay for any printing. He goes to his office and engages his companies, a copy machine for making hundreds and hundreds of posters. Also, I would like to thank all our ashram brahmacharis who have tirelessly worked, especially Roy Krishna Prabhu. Prabhu and Abhinav Prabhu, who have been suffering devotees back and forth. I know it's pretty stressful and pretty demanding, because all the flights come at different times, coordinating, and we were getting requests at the last moment, but they worked very hard and made sure that each devotee was picked up and brought to the place where they were staying. Also, I would like to thank Shripad Avadhut Maharaj and Ishwar Prabhupada Prabhu. We are Ishwar Prabhupada Prabhu for them going around and distributing these flyers, placing the flyers in yoga studios and different magazines. Also, I would like to help thank Venugopal Prabhu. If he would not have come in Houston and write an up poster and flyers, would have never been completed. So I would like to thank him. And then all of them, did I miss anyone from the ashram? Janardhan Prabhu has just come. So we will thank him at the next festival. His name is on the other list. Abhinav has the name. So thanks. So, you know, one of the biggest, most difficult part of the festival is the kitchen. And this time, many devotees came and said the prasadam was very delicious. How many of you agreed that the prasadam was nice? So, I would specifically like to thank my wife Aarti and Kundu Ruti and Baba Jayadevi. And they worked tirelessly day and night to prepare all these different preparations for all the devotees. And there's a very long list of devotees who helped them in so many different ways. And I would like to take a couple of minutes just to announce all their names. Atul Krishna Prabhu, Pran Govind Prabhu, Sahadev Prabhu, who is already quite much, Jayadev Prabhu, Ramakrishna Prabhu, Deepa Karkal Didi, Poonam Didi, Madhurima Didi, Radha Deva Didi, Bhumimati Prabhu, Ram Chandra Prabhu, Pavitra Didi from New Jersey,
Chamla Ji, who is now going to be taking Houston and she is going to be taking Mike Vidal and Kate.